The problem of overestimating fish stocks is compounded by the way total allowable catch has been traditionally managed. The TAC is allocated as an aggregate quota, meaning that it is the total amount of fish that can be caught by all fishermen during that season. This sets up an intensely competitive situation where the total allowable catch is up for grabs, and if one fisherman doesn't get it, another one will. So this leads to a race to fish, where fishermen will risk life and limb, even going out in dangerous conditions, to get the fish before someone else does. It also encourages fishermen to buy more gear and faster and bigger boats because they feel with more of the latest fishing technology, they'll snag a bigger share of the total allowable catch. The pressure to fish is intensified by the burden of debt on their shoulders from buying all that new gear. When the announcement comes in over the radio that the quota has been reached, many boats still have fish in the hold. The whole thing is a tremendous tragedy of the commons that, in the end, leads to overfishing by everyone. I don't know if you saw the movie, what was it called? The Perfect Storm. They sort of talked about this race to fish, or depicted the race to fish in the, I think, swordfish fishery off the Grand Banks. If you haven't seen it, check it out.